Mary Claire Mukai-Iranga saw her father being executed by Hutu soldiers in 1994 during the 100 days of genocide that killed 800,000 people in the African country of Rwanda. For the 25th anniversary of the massacre, she talked to The Wire's Giuliano Oliveira about her memories and the terrifying moments she had to witness.
When my dad put us in sitting room and trying to explain us what is going to happen to us and what to do when people coming to kill us, he did not say one person. He said, people will come to kill us and we have to do something. He was actually preparing us. My brothers and my sister was understanding, and he was actually telling us what to do to save ourselves. But for me, I really, you know, it was just listening. I did not know what's going on or what he's talking about. But he was telling me, he told all of us, and then he go each one person what we have to do. To me, when he reached to me, he said that I have to stick with my sister, to never, never leave her. He was talking about if we can make it, if we can survive, just to not leave my sister. He might be worried that if we do make it, you know, like my sister, she's maybe a little bit older, so she can, I don't know, maybe look after me during the war, I don't know. He was just telling me to stick with my sister.
She remembers her father's last moments very well.
Soldiers and the normal people who has machete, has other stuff, like a big stuff, big wood stuff. And I remember they was asking everyone the ID. I was standing there and watching the soldiers asking ID to my dad and to my mom and to these two ladies. But to the soldiers in the Indian Army, they say it's excused. They throw it away because they know they are Tutsis. And they say they don't have time to waste. They have to hurry up. So my dad was begging them that he want to pray before they kill him. So he asked if he can pray. They say, no. They say, it's okay, you can pray, but just hurry up, you're wasting our time. I remember very well. That's what they say. So he put his knees down. I remember he wear his black suit. He put his knees down, and he just put his two hands together to his face, and he kept staring at me. I was behind of the soldiers. He kept staring at me. He looked between the soldiers, and he looked at me. He kept rolling his eyes in one side, trying to tell me to run. The soldiers told him that it's enough. He'd been praying for so long. He need to stand up, and they need to do their job and go. They are tired. I remember all those words the soldiers were saying. Yes, they shoot him. That's what made me run. They shoot him, and not only one shoot him.
She prefers not to say what the soldiers, after shooting her dad, did with her mother. On the occasion, she remembers one soldier told Marie Claire's mother she would be next to die, but he was too tired that day from killing. Mrs. Mukai-Iranga lives in Australia, where she works in aged care. When Rwanda is brought up nowadays, her only wish is to see the country united without ethnic borders.
The new generation always thinking what happened was very bad, and they don't wish to happen again. But the new generation see Rwandese people as one people, because my countries, we only speak one language, we only have one language. So that's what it connects us. And so they don't really see Rwandese people in different parts. They all see each other as one people.